got him by about 4 inches.
Don't let that fool you, though. Boss has got an incredible vertical leap.
Kirkpatrick had 10 in the loss to Chase County last week. Tagrio led the way for Chase County with 19. Balls will be up in the air at the Powerie. It's going to be tipped around and won by Boss at midcourt. Boss will have it on the left block. Pump fake off the window. Good. Osage City strikes first.
Quick start right there. I mean, driving straight to the basket, not even wasting his breath.
Man-to-man defense by Osage City. Aiden Eidman has it in the mid lane, throws up a jumper too strong. Rebound to Cooper Parsons. Now outlet pass. Or excuse me, that was Reckenbowen. Now outlet pass over on the right side. Three on the way by Cooper Parsons. No good. Now rebound. Keeping the possession alive by Caden Kirkpatrick. His shot long. Rebound to Aiden Eidman. Looks like Dennis Ford had a late switch on me. Going to roll with 5'9 freshman Kaysen Parsons over Brecken Bowen. So Chase County in the front court going right to left on your radio dial. Tag row underneath. Out to Domkov. There's three on the right side. It's good. Chase County with their first three of the ball game, and those threes brought to you in part by Van Gundy Farms, your local Lyon County Hogemeyer seed dealer. Indians on the attack on the opposite end, trailing things 3-2. Landon Boss jumper on the right wing, good. Boss with an early 4 points now.
A lot more composed on that possession. I think Boss got that early score on the left side to kick off the scoring in this game and then tries that three from the top of the key earlier. I think he was just feeling himself a little too much. He's settling down here.
Pax Vogel fadeaway from 10 feet away is no good. Rebound to Osage City. Cooper Parsons with it, dribbling with his right, picking up his dribble, finding Caden Kirkpatrick up top, trying to lob it
dangerous
inside to Boss, and it's stolen away by Chase County. Tag Rowe gets it on the outlet pass, breakaway layup is left short. He gets it on board. It's rejected from behind, out of bounds. It'll stay with Chase County. 4-3, Osage City on top. A minute 42 gone by here in the first quarter. Tag Rowe to inbound underneath the bucket, go up top to Pax Vogel, now right side. Over to Dom Collers, now in the hands of Tagro. Up top, Aiden Eidman. Right side now to Cooper Schroer. His pass to the post deflected, but somehow finds the hands of Pax Vogel. Leaves his feet, comes back down. The pass gets knocked out of his hands, goes right back to Pax Vogel, and he gets his first bucket of the game. Pax had 14 points in the winning effort last week. Chase County back on top. 5:52 to play in this opening quarter. Kirkpatrick has it up top, now going right side to Kaysen Parsons. Now up top, Cooper Parsons. Looks to be a 3-2 zone being applied by Chase County. Three up top by Landon Boss. Boss has seven, and that's another Van Gundy Farms three.
Making it look easy right there, as he really took no time to settle in. He just turned and shot. You've got to get a hand in his face or something. Chase County playing real low down on the perimeter.
Lob inside to Pax Vogel. Off the window and good. Chase County with the answer. And we're all tied at seven. Boss up top. Lob inside to Kirkpatrick. Is stolen away by Aiden Eidman. Vogel getting a paw in there. Just deflected away. Up the court we go. And it's going to be stolen right back by Osage City. That's the first turnover for Chase County. Up top, Boss, defended by Cooper Schroer. No going right side, Kaysen Parsons. Parsons back up top to Cooper Parsons. Left wing. Now into Boss on the elbow. Throws up a shot. It's missed. And rebound to Aiden Eidman.
Only the second miss for Osage City thus far.
Tagro looking to attack the bucket. He falls to the floor. No call, but it's off the window and good. Tag has his first points of the ball game. Chase County back on top.
Officials really letting him play here. There's been a lot of contact, but nothing really worthy of a whistle in their opinion.
Osage City trying to skip it across the floor, stolen away by Tag Groh. Breakaway going coast to coast, and Groh has 4 points, and Dennis Fort's going to take his first timeout of the ball game. It's a full timeout, and we'll take a quick 30 with him. 4:20 left to play in this first quarter. Chase County on top, 11-7.
Coverage of the Flint Hill Shootout is brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, offering banking by text, the perfect tool for your busy life so you'll have more time to sit back and enjoy the game. Bill's Tire, 915 Graham in Emporia, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless. And Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes.
We welcome you back to White Auditorium. Michael Dieker alongside Tegan Troon. These timeouts brought to you by McDonald's on 6th Street. 99-cent iced coffee from 5 a.m. to 11 a.m. through February 5th. Pair it with a new blueberry cream cheese pie for a mid-morning snack. Mind you guys that our video coverage brought to you in part by First National Bank of Kansas, Burlington, Waverly, and Osage City. Bank locally, get rewarded. Earn high interest for banking basics and cash back on purchases with Kasasa. Kasasa Cash Back. Member FDIC.
You're having fun with Kasasa.
I know.
That's a fun word,
isn't
it?
Worked in the banking industry for a little bit.
I just meant it's a fun word to say.
I kind of miss my reads I used to do. I used to do a spot or a commercial, and I no longer get that opportunity.
So hey, but guess
whenever
what?
Whenever I get an opportunity to
say.
The member FDIC right there was always a
– You feel distinguished when you say it.
But 11-7 as we find ourselves back with live action. Osage City trailing things. They've got possession, trying to feed the post and the boss, and Pax Vogel pokes it out of bounds. See what Dennis Fort emphasized in that timeout.
Well, I think the one thing that you got to look at here, Chase County playing real deep down low. They're trying to limit Boss down in the post position, and they've done a good job as Osage City, they fired quite a few long-range shots.
Dalton Schaefer gets it inside. Now a lob inside to the big man. That's Chase Williams. Back up top, Schaefer, elbow jumper, good.
Great shot, just very composed right there, working it around, trying to make sure that they could find the open man. They're not wasting any possessions on either side of the court here.
Into the ball game for the first time for Chase County as Wyatt Griffin. He gets it stolen away by Dalton Schaefer. Breakaway, and it's blocked from behind. We're going to say Wyatt Griffin had too much body contact. So that's going to be free throws for the first time for Dalton Schaefer, and just a large student section across the way from us. For Osage City.
Yeah, they're letting Chase County hear it. Hawaiian night appears to be the theme.
At the line for two, Dalton Schaefer. Leaves. It looks like he was going to leave a little short, but gets a friendly roll through. Makes it 11-10, 3:44 to play in the first.
A little surprising. That's the first foul call of the ball game either way. And considering the contact that we've seen thus far, I'm surprised it looked like he got all ball, but that's kind of a light foul for what we've seen.
11 all our score now. Tag Rowe going the other way. Driving baseline. One-handed pass over to left side to Colin Monahan, and he leaves it short. Rebound in the hands of Landon Boss. Boss, elbow, now right side. Kaysen Parsons, three, good.
Picture perfect. Nothing to critique there.
Kaysen Parsons with another Van Gundy Farms three. Your Lyon County Hogemeyer seed dealer. Landon Boss gets a hand on it and gets stolen away at midcourt. Boss going the other way off the window. No good, but he is heavily fouled by Tag Groh. He'll step to the line for some foul shots. Boss struggled in that loss last week at the foul line. Hit some big ones down the stretch, but Osage City kind of looked out of sorts at the foul line. But off to a 2-2 start so far. Boss, good on the first one.
3-for-3 from the line is Osage City thus far, and we talked about that in the last game, Mike. They left a lot of points on the floor at the foul line and ended up costing them.
Second one by Boss. Good.
16 to be exact. And they're not wasting any opportunity here. 4-for-4 from the line.
Excellent 9-0 run here by Osage City after the timeout taken by Dennis Fort. Tag Rowe at the top of the key. Dribbles it off his foot. Loses his handle. But in the hands of Pax Vogel. Vogel on the left wing. Tries finding Colin Monahan. He zigs instead of a zag. And it's a stolen away by Dalton Schaefer. Fourth turnover now for Chase County.
Three in the last minute and a half.
16-11 Osage City leading. 2:48 to play in the quarter. Schaefer has in the left corner now. Boss left wing up top. Cooper Parsons. Now back to Schaefer, back up top to Cooper Parsons. Now Kaysen Parsons on the right wing. Into Boss on the right elbow. He'll spin move into the lane, throws up a shot. They're going to call a foul reach-in on the drive. It's going to be a non-shooting foul. That's going to be Tucker Groh's second foul here in the quarter. That's a costly one there for Cade Witt.
Yeah.
He's trying to tell Cade Witt, man, I got to come out, man. I've got two fouls. Coach Witt was saying, stay out there, but he decides otherwise. Passing to Chase Williams, too strong, but somehow Osage City recovers. Schaefer, now the Boss, left corner three. Short, rebound into the hands of Pax Vogel. Chase County going the other way. Cooper Schroer with it, trailing things by five. Dom Collars back in now on the wing. Fathers picks up his dribble, heavily guarded in a man-to-man defense by Kaysen Parsons. Now Cooper Schroer, left elbow jumper way off the mark. Landon Boss doing a great job defensively. 2:04 to left to play in the first quarter. 16-11 Osage City on top. We have a 30-second timeout taken by Cade Witt. We'll stay right here with you. Remind you guys that McDonald's on 6th, our timeout sponsor for the Flint Hills League Shootout. Buy a quarter pounder with cheese, Big Mac, or a 10-piece chicken McNugget, and get a second one for just only $1.
You seem to be a little bit more okay with these reads tonight.
Yeah, we're a little bit.
Red meat worked its way out of your system.
No, I wouldn't say that, but, you know, we had a fast for about 36 hours.
And, that's true.
We're okay now. Yeah, we were.
So does that mean we're going out for?
We were well. No, probably not.
Okay,
no,
we're not going out for
Big
Macs.
We were well past the meat sweats. We were. I thought we were knocking on death's door there for a little bit.
I walked in last night and you sat down and you were looking at me and I just said, "Boy, rough flight."
Yeah, we powered through though.
We got through it as we always do.
It's the adrenaline of the shootout, actually, in all honesty.
I will say this: both teams shooting very well from the field thus far. 50% for Chase County, 5 of 10, whereas Osage City, they are 5 of 8.
Indians on the attack. Cooper Parsons with it just inside the power ring. Horry State to have three more home games in a row.
Yeah.
Sunday taking on Fort Hays State University. Lob inside trying to find Boss. Bounce pass stolen away by White Griffin. Fourth turnover for the Indians now. Dom Cothers has it on the opposite side. White Griffith, the freshman, drives in, finding Cooper Schroer. Cooper Schroer. And he leaves it a little shy off the glass, but he is fouled. He'll step to the line for two foul shots. Fouls against Kaysen Parsons. That's his first, team's first. 1:30 left to go in the opening quarter. Schroer, the lefty, puts up the first one. Good. Be Schroer's first points of the evening. Aiden Eidman back to the scorer's table. He'll sub out Pax Vogel.
Of course.
That ends a 9-0 run there by Osage City.
Of course, we have the Lyon County League tournament coming up next week, and I'm looking over to the north side of the arena, and I see some Lyon County League faces out there getting some scouting in as after that tournament we start to see cross-league play between Flint Hills League and Lyon County League. Some Madison and Opie players over there scouting the competition.
Boss keys it in as it's now 16-13. Osage City on top. Cooper Parsons at the point. Against the zone applied there by Cade Witt. Up top, Parsons. Now right side, Brecken Bowen. Dom Cothers going all out, trying to steal it, but all for naught. Boss has it underneath. Pump fakes, gets the defenders to leave their feet, and Boss has some more.
Good patience there by Boss. He lets this man leave his feet before he tries to go up for it. Just great patience.
Boss with 11 in the quarter. Colin Monahan underneath, off the window, and good. And Monahan will go to the line for the traditional three-point play. Fouls against Cooper Parsons. That's his first, team second.
Yeah, Parsons was trying to make a play there, stop the shot. He almost got it, but he was about a half-second, half-step too late.
Monahan at the line for one. In the air, off the mark to the right side, rebound to Boss. One possession ball game, Osage City on top by three. Boss at the top of the key. Now right side, Brecken Bowen. Going left side now, up top to Parsons now. The wing to Dalton Schaefer. Now foul line to Cooper Parsons. Now back to Bowen on the right wing. Left side now, Cooper Parsons. Back to Bowen, back. Swung over to left side to Schaefer now on the elbow to Boss. Boss thought about it. Now back to Schaefer, left corner three, short. Rebound tipped out, going to be one by Cooper Schroer. White Griffin now with it. Bulldogs with 20 seconds left in the quarter. Schroer back with it. Spin move, finding Dom Cothers. Cothers directing Schroer to go in the corner. He gets it there, drives baseline. Jumper from 10 feet away is no good. Aiden Eidman with the offensive board gets it poked out of his hands into the hands of Osage City. 4 seconds and counting. Trying to go coast to coast.
Ooh.
Is Cooper Parsons, and he just extended it just a little bit too much. He'll get charged with a foul on the offensive charge.
I see what you did there.
His second, team's third. Should have broke out the source.
Did him
long three-quarter court heave by White Griffin. brings us to the conclusion of the first quarter. Osage City leads Chase County 18-15. You're listening to championship semifinal coverage of the Flint Hills League Shootout right here on Country 101.7 FM.
Coverage of the Flint Hills Shootout is brought to you in part by Griffin Real Estate and Auction, specializing in real estate along with farm, ranch, and land auctions in the Flint Hills region. By Chase County USD 284, supporting their students in academics and athletics. Join them on a journey to success. It's great to be a Chase County Bulldog. And by Gerald Schumann Electric, the one to call for all of your electrical needs from residential to commercial to industrial. Call 620-342-2176.
Coverage of the Flint Hills Shootout being brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. Nextech Wireless, the latest wireless technology. Fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Nextech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. And USD 251 North Lyon County, wishing to recognize its students and athletes for their accomplishments during the 2022-2023 school year.
Welcome back to live coverage here at White Auditorium. Chase County with possession, trailing things by three. Cooper Schroer has on the wing, drives inside, going right side now to Pax Vogel. Spin move on the block, kicks it back out to Dom Cothers. Starters in for both teams. And Aiden Eidman has a jumper at the right elbow that falls through. Eidman's first points of the contest. Indians with it now on the opposite side. Dalton Schaefer now on the left wing up top. Cooper Parsons. Osage City had a 9-0 run to push to a 6-point lead or a 5-point lead, but Chase County has kept up with Osage City thus far. Going to have a kick ball in the corner. Tag Groh kicking it out of bounds to the official. Tag picked up two fouls in the first quarter. Had to sit for the final 2 minutes of the period. But back out there. Starting five for Osage City also out there to begin the quarter. Pass into Kirkpatrick underneath, and he gets it just heavily rejected. But back into the hands of Boss. Boss puts it on the floor. Kicks it up top to Cooper Parsons. Nearly stolen away by Dom Collars. Parsons steps into it, top of the key three. Kaysen unable to hit. Offensive board, though, to Boss off the glass and good. And Landon Boss continues his hot start. He's got 13, and the fouls against Pax Vogel, his first. Boss to the line looking for the three-point play. It's good.
5 of 5 from the foul line is Osage City. Again, a huge improvement thus far over what we saw a week ago when, again, they left 16 points off the board at the foul line, which I think made all the difference.
Dom Collars, long three on the right wing, no good. Rebound into the hands of Cooper Parsons, and Tag Groh applying heavy pressure in the backcourt will pick up his third.
And here's the thing is, Groh, he is trying to be aggressive defensively, but the thing is, you don't need to be that aggressive this early in the ball game. You're only trailing by four. It's not like it's a do-or-die situation yet, so he's going to have to calm down a little bit. It likely won't see him again until the second half.
It's a big break there for Chase County as Groh had 19 points and is a TikTok star.
What?
Lob inside, pass too strong for Caden Kirkpatrick, and it goes out of bounds.
Now let's go back here a second. You said TikTok star.
There's more to the story, but we'll talk about that later.
Well, fine.
Cooper Schroer on the left wing up top, Pax Vogel. I think it added some motivation to this game for Osage City. Let's just say that. Aiden Eidman up at the foul line. Now left side, Cooper Schroer drives inside. Gets his shot rejected and into the hands of Caden Kirkpatrick, trying to add to their four-point lead. Streaking the other way. Kaysen Parsons up top. Landon Boss left unattended. His three off the mark, though, and we're going to have a foul away from the ball. Looks like it's going to be on a box out. A little bit heavy, a little bit too much contact by Caden Kirkpatrick. That's his first, team's fourth. Kirkpatrick fouled out in the previous matchup between these two teams in the closing moments.
Well, and both teams really started off, as I mentioned, very physical in this game, and I think the officials kind of letting them play has got them both a little ramped up. Now the whistles are starting to blow, and they're still trying to find themselves defensively on both sides of the ball.
Collars going left side. Cooper Schroer lob inside. Stolen away by Brecken Bowen.
Fifth turnover for Chase County.
Cooper Parsons back up top. Patrick, and it's poked away out of bounds by Dom Collars. Colin Monahan back to the scores table. He'll sub out Cooper Schroer. So it's Wyatt Griffin, Monahan, Aiden Eidman, Pax Vogel, Dom Collars, the five on the floor for Chase County. It's Cooper and Kaysen Parsons, Caden Kirkpatrick, Landon Boss, Brecken Bowen, the five on the floor for the Indians. Cooper up top to Kaysen Parsons on the wing. Back up top to Cooper Parsons, now left side Bowen. Bowen bounce past the elbow to Kirkpatrick. He'll drive to the opposite side now, right block. Throws up a shot that's rejected out of bounds by Pax Vogel. We'll stay with Osage City.
A lot of heavy contact there. Surprised we didn't hear a whistle.
Cooper Parsons the inbound for the right of the basket. Goes up top. Kaysen Parsons dribbling with his left. Will set up the offense against a zone defense applied by Chase County. Actually call it a box and one. Brecken Bowen bounce pass into Kirkpatrick. Right block. Trying to go swing it to the opposite side and stolen away by Wyatt Griffin. Griffin pushing the other way. Griffin driving with his right, picks it up on the right wing, finding Aiden Eidman, extended right elbow. Back to Griffin. Griffin bounce pass is stolen away, but not able to handle it before going out of bounds as Cooper Parsons will stay here with the Bulldogs. 4:54 to play in the first half. Osage City clinging to a 20-16 lead. Wyatt Griffin with it, going left side, Monahan. Monahan. Guarded in a man-to-man defense by the Indians. Griffin now has it against Brecken Bowen. Vogel now in the corner. Drives to the elbow. Leaves it short on the right-handed hook shot. Rebound to Kirkpatrick.
It's a good approach. Great look. Unfortunately, just not strong enough to get it to fall.
Kirkpatrick a running jumper. It's off the mark. Rebound to Vogel. Vogel up the court to Wyatt Griffin. Mid lane. Jumper off the mark. No good. We're going to have a foul on the rebound. Looks like it'll stay here with Chase County. Foul will be awarded to Brecken Bowen, his first team six. Both teams with six fouls apiece. Cooper Schroer back to the contest. We'll sub out Aiden Eidman. 5-point advantage for Osage City. 4:20 to play in the half. Actually, that's going to be the seventh team foul. Maybe.
Each team has five team fouls.
Oh. 3, 4, 5. 3, 4, 5.
That's what I got.
That's what I've got as well. So
I was sitting there thinking,
I'm over anxious. So I was like, man, that was quick seven. But
I was sitting there looking at it going, that can't be right. They still got seven up there.
Lob inside, though, or up top to Cooper Schroer. To the foul line to Pax Vogel. He'll back down Kirkpatrick. Fadeaway jumper. Good. Excellent move there by Pax Vogel.
First make in five shots there as both teams were just scoring at will early in that first quarter. Hit a bit of a dry spell.
Okay, now it's 20-19 after that made bucket. Should be 19-21, I believe.
That would be correct.
Okay, there we go.
There it is.
Cooper Parsons trying to feed it down low to Kirkpatrick, knocked out of bounds.
I was going to say something, but you remember, my math skills are questionable at best.
The scoreboard is not correct, except the team fouls are 5 each and not 7 each.
Brecken Bowen on the right wing, left side to Kaysen Parsons. We'll get her figured out one of these days. It's all right.
Uh-huh. PA announcer all using
the score,
that power.
The score just needs to be correct, and it is. 3.5 to play here in the half. Hayden Kirkpatrick trying to feed Boss and stolen away by Cooper Schroer. Schroer crossing things over, going to Wyatt Griffin in the up top. Now Pax Vogel, long three up top. It's short. Rebound won by Kirkpatrick. Heavy pressure all over the place. Kirkpatrick falls to the floor. It somehow finds the hands of Bowen and Pax Vogel diving for it, and he'll pick up the foul. So that's Vogel's second, team sixth.
Talking to Tanner Smith earlier this week, he said the fans are what really add to the atmosphere in Hawaiian White Auditorium. We are getting a great look at that with the student section.
It was kind of quiet last night in the girls' semifinals. Much better atmosphere here tonight thus far.
And then
knowing
tomorrow,
what's at stake.
tomorrow is likely to be raucous at best.
Kirkpatrick trying to feed Boston. It's yet another turnover back into the hands of Chase County, the ninth turnover of the half for Osage City. Chase County looking for the tie, if not the lead this possession, and Kaysen Parsons is going to get called for a hold. That'll be his second, team sixth.
Yeah, that's the right call on that one. As Parsons, again, he's trying to do his best to either poke it free or stop the momentum, but he's just getting too close for comfort, a little over-aggressive.
Dalton Schaefer back in the ballgame. He'll sub out Kaysen Parsons. Also back in for Chase County, 8-9, and he'll sub out Colin Monahan. 2:47 to play in this second quarter, 21-19, Osage City on top. 16,000 more Next foul, receive free throws. Pass into Dom Collars on the right wing. Now into Pax Vogel, gets on the block. Nice spin move. Trying to find Aiden Ottman on the opposite side. It goes right through his paws and out of bounds. Chase County, multiple opportunities, is unable to capitalize here in the last 3 minutes.
Well, Osage City not faring much better as they haven't scored since halfway through.
Now only 3 points in the quarter. Bowen in the corner up top, Kirkpatrick. Now to Cooper Parsons up top, Boss. Thought about a three, will decide to drive. Lay it with the left hand is good.
Landon Boss for two. Chase County dangerously was close to a goaltending call as Boss got the layup in and couldn't see the number on it, but I saw a Bulldog hand come up and almost push it out. Smart by the young man to pull his hand back.
Difficult pass by Dom Collars, unable to be found by Wyatt Griffin, and it'll be a turnover back to Osage City. 120 seconds left here in the shootout in this first half.
Why do you have to be able to do math like that, man? Come on.
60 plus 60. Man, I've got a kindergartner and a first grader, so it's like just
you're doing math on a
math skills just driving downtown. Hey, Landon Boss on the left block. Off the window. Good. Boss heating up now. He's got 18 thus far.
He's heating up. He's doing great. He's making some fantastic moves down in the post. But the big thing with Boss is when he starts to get ramped up, he starts to really ramp up his speed.
Osage City with their largest lead of the night. They're going to have a steal at midcourt. Bowen with it. Driving down low. And he's going to try and find Kirkpatrick, but it's stolen away by Cooper Schroer. Wyatt Griffin gets it across the timeline. 1:20 left to go in the half.
That's right there where I'm talking about is Osage City. They speed themselves up a little bit when they start to get a little hot.
Schroer driving. He's going to lower his shoulder. Kirkpatrick falls to the floor. It'll be called for a block. It'll be Caden's second. They're going to say he was just a tad late. Did not have his feet set all the way. Plenty of contact. So it should be a 1-1. They're going to call it on the drive, not the shot attempt.
That'll be the 17th foul for Osage City.
Monahan and Carson Schroer, the 5'9 sophomore, getting his first action of the ball game.
This could be very interesting as we get to the fourth quarter in this ball game. You know, both teams taking some early hits on the foul game.
Foul shot well off the mark by Cooper Schroer. Of course, we mentioned the girls' game. Not affected thus far in this one, but just the kind of the backdrop with the stands all the way around does affect shooters here at White Auditorium.
It is a different atmosphere, and if you're not accustomed to it, it can throw you off.
Kirkpatrick fires up a three in the corner. It's short. Rebound won by Schaefer underneath, finding Boss opposite end. It'll be double-teamed. Lob up top to Cooper Parsons. 50 seconds left now.
What a leap there by Parsons. What's he listed at?
Who's that? Cooper Parsons?
Yeah.
5'5".
5'5". Man, he got about 6'2 on that leap to catch that ball, saving the offensive momentum for Osage City.
Osage City taking their time offensively, but right before I say that, Landon Boss, a catch-and-shoot three for yet another Van Gundy Farm three. He's got 21, and they've got a 9-point lead, 28-19. Chase County needing something this right here, trying to get some momentum back their way to head into the halftime locker room.
I've seen plenty of no-look passes. I've rarely ever seen a no-look three-point shot, and that's darn near what that was. He gets the ball, just turns. That's just expert court awareness. You just know where you're at.
Chase Williams back in the ballgame. He'll set out Caden Kirkpatrick. 19 seconds left for Chase County here in the half. They'll go up top to Vogel. Vogel at the elbow. Opposite side to Cooper Schroer. Ends the drought for Chase County. Boss will cross the timeline with 5 seconds. Trying to cross things over and fire up a long two. Off the window and good. Landon Boss makes it 30-21 as we find ourselves at the halftime break. You have been listening to championship semifinal coverage of the Flint Hills League Shootout on Country 101.7 FM.